Hello friends, we are learning the subject of advertising and sales promotion management. We are on chapter 8, which is on media planning. Very interesting chapter. Of course, the learning objective covers understanding about the concept of media planning, various terminologies being used, the strategic role, strategies that you apply while doing your media planning, the delivery, how the delivery to the consumers or a target audience has to happen. That is what we will try and understand. And then finally, it gives you an overview of a complex interrelationship between various factors of a media decision making. So this being a very critical as well as very interesting subject. So let's move on to understand what it is. So when you create any advertisement, it has to be taken to the desired target audience. So these are the things that you need to know about your target audience, the five questions which are in front of you. So crux of this matter is that you must deliver your advertisement to your target audience in a way that it is visible to them, it is effective unto them, and it is cost efficient to you. So that's being the crux of what is media planning is all about. Introducing you the media planning as a concept, marketing communication has a two tasks. When it is delivered, it is supposed to be creation is very important. At the same time, reaching it, dissemination is also very important. So media planning facilitates the second part, dissemination of the information, what is created. So what it helps you with, you know, it helps you to grab their attention and compel them for the call to action. Medias are many today. You have newspaper, traditional magazine, TV, radio, your digital entire web is your social media is your media. There are a lot of support medias which is available today. Direct marketing, digital, of course, is playing various critical role. POP designs in retail space available to you. So these are all additional media available to you. So tells you when and where to use media. So essentially media planning, when you understand, it will enable you to understand what is to be used, where it has to be used, for what objective it has to be used. So this is a definition. It is essentially covers three points, refers to the process of selecting media. So you get into selection of the right media, book the space in a way that your advertising message is delivered and accomplishes the marketing objective. So accomplishes the marketing objective is the ultimate goal of any media planning or media dissemination or media delivery, so to say. Technology is making things very complex. It is fast changing. What is there today gets further and further, you know, processed, and advanced features are getting added. So under all this thing, the primary objective still remains grounded, which is essentially you develop a framework. As a media planner, you need to develop a framework that will ensure a delivery of the message to your target audience. And secondly, when this delivery is happening, it should happen in a most efficient, effective, cost-effective manner, and it should reach to your target audience to create that impact. So that is the second primary objective, as we say, of media planning. Today, it has also shouldered various other additional tasks. I will call it a task. Task can be planned or task can be unplanned. Planned can be are the ones which are initiated by the advertiser. So all those official media channels that you use. Unplanned are the word of mouth or blogs, etc. These are, though you may feel why they are in unplanned, it is planned, but it is not into a very formal set of media planning this thing. It is not that they will make your product successful if you don't do the planned advertising or planned media planning. So it is not that way. A continuous proliferation of new media is making the decision making complex, and therefore you need to understand dynamics of that as well. So what is media planning? We ask this question to ourselves, some specific questions that needs to be answered while you get onto your media planning. These are there in front of you. How many prospective customers do we need to reach? So you need to know who is your target audience, which media or the medium is the best suitable. You need to know their media reading habits, etc. How many times in a month you need to hit them so that you remain in the top of their consideration. In which month, is there any cyclical aspects, is there any seasonal aspects, which market, which regions, etc. you should focus more upon, when, etc. And what is the money that you have, and that money, how do you spread it along various media, various regions, various products, etc. So let's understand certain decisions involved in media planning. So we'll understand intricacies of decisions involved. So what does media plan encompasses? That's an obvious question comes. It starts with knowing your target audience. Whom are you going to reach for making that difference by offering the solutions that you have, the product that you have, appropriate media. So therefore, you have to select an appropriate media for which you need to know their media reading habits, media usage habits, characteristics of different media. So each media has certain strengths and weaknesses, etc. Newspaper cannot give you interactivity, while digital can give you that. And then, of course, there is a technical component that needs to be looked at, which are these terms. So right now, I'm not really getting into it, but it's like a frequency, that is how many times, reach, how many people, weigh. And so you have to weigh between various options in the media. So what does frequency and reach together create a weight? The continuity, that is, how do you do that? How do you maintain your continuity and the cost? So we will get into this as we move forward. It uses a detail, and you require to have a detailed understanding about various following aspects, which is media to be selected, the cost involved, the running dates, etc. So your schedule will look like this. Then the market that you are going to reach out using this media, etc. Question of reach and frequency, again, that's a terminology we have used. What is the rationale behind this and the strategic aspects that involve? So this is what your like media plan will look like. So when you get into that, it's a process. We are just trying to understand the procedural part or the decision involved. So you need to choose a vehicle. You need to choose a vehicle that will take you to your target customer, where to put this message. So in that vehicle, front page, third page, whatever that, you have to decide, or which TV commercial, which TV program, etc. So purchasing that space or the time from the channel or the newspaper or the magazine, and ensure that the scheduled delivery takes place. So you have to also, not only that you gave the dates, but you have to ensure that it has happened. So that's the essential aspect of it. So specific questions related to creation of a media plan. So while you get on to creating a media plan, you need to answer this question, like how many prospects do we need to reach? So you need to know total how many prospects, which is your target group number. From there, what is it that you are trying to reach? So you cannot reach everybody every time. That's a given. In which media or medium when I use, I will be able to reach those maximum number of people. Which specific month or the market or the region or a season that I need to advertise more, so to get more customers, etc. And how much money that I have that I need to apportion between my media selected and media schedules, etc. So these are some of the decisions while we move forward. Now we come to the crux, that these are the four decision areas essentially that one need to look at. Where assess the entire communication environment, identify the target market, get into establishing the media objective, set your objective for each media, and developing entire media strategy and implementing media strategy. Basic aspects we have understood, that is decision involved, etc. This also, media planning continues to be the decision making part of entire media planning, but this four being very critical. So now let's understand the first aspects. Overall, we are studying the decision making, and in that the media planning has essentially four key aspects to be understood. First is assess the communication environment. Very critical, the environment which you are going to publish your communication, you need to understand that. Therefore, the local awareness about where you are putting your ad for a product which is playing in the, say, Hindi belt, cannot be the one which will go in the southern belt, or rather the channel or the media that you use in the Hindi belt of India cannot be the case in southern belt. Again, in south you have various different language specific orientation. So those are the needs that one need to understand, their media consumption habit, etc. Media planner also should be able to judge the communication effort of the competition and self. It is a relative, this thing, which is what has been explained out here in this. So first you need to understand the category spend and the trend thereof. Category, when I say, it's a media category or a product category. So first you need to know the product category that you are in. So will Maggi noodle be in the fast food? Will Maggi noodle be in the snacks? Will Maggi noodle be in the ready to cook, etc.? So that categorization, biscuits do you consider under snacks, or biscuit do you consider as a health food, etc.? So that is the product category. You need to know where your product lies. Then you understand what is the spend of that category. What is the spend of that category into various media? So does this biscuit people, or say Maggi, spends more on digital, more on TV, more on newspaper, etc.? Those are the aspects that need to be understood. Second is the share of voice. Awaaj kitna hai. So awaaj is what, nothing but it's what is the relative advertising spend of a different competition. So in a particular market, or say all India basis, say like all India basis, you take, if you are a Maggi brand guy, and so then you need to know that what is your share of voice? And if your market percentage is 55% and others are, say, just in the 45% range, whether what you spent is 55% far less or more than the total industry spent. So that's a share of voice. Generally, share of voice, share market share, etc., kind of related, though it is not a hard fact as such. Share of market is another way of looking at it. And what is your market share? And how much are you spending in that market? So whether you are spending equal to your market share, disproportionately higher or lower than the market share, etc. So that also matters. So share of voice, share of market aspects, and the media mix, that is how the competition is dividing its spend on different media vehicle, so to say, print, TV, online, social, etc. And same, you compare yourself. So that's a communication environment assessment. Then comes the target market understanding. As you probably will know the essence of segmentation targeting, so I'll straight away get into it. The target market in your case has a geographical connotation because people are identified as a homogeneous group, but they are dispersed across different geographies. So that aspect needs to really come into your media planning. So come what may, whatever product planning that you do, product related media planning you do, the geographical spread and the local aspect needs to come into it. Target audience can be primary and secondary. So when I say primary, it is somebody who matters to you the most, that is going to give you the most business, Pareto rule you say, or 80-20 rule as you say. So there will be those 20% of the customers who will give you 80% of the business or 70% of the business. The rest are the secondary target audience. Also in media planning, now it is very important that you need to understand who's a consumer and who's a buyer. So you may be a manufacturer and a seller of a kid's game, but it's not that you can target it to your media communication towards the kid. You must target towards the parents. It's a parent who's going to decide whether this game is appropriate for their kids or not. So that's what you need to understand. So you need to reach your parents, not the kids. So that's another aspect of media planning. Targeting market remains a critical aspect. So media planners should determine market should reach which media most. So each market has a liking for certain media. Each target group has a liking for certain media. So young and teenage, etc. will be consuming more of a digital, while elders and those may be consuming more of a TV or a print. So you need to know those aspects. Developing media strategy involves matching the most appropriate media. You now to connect appropriate media, because there is a concept we'll study ahead, which is a frequency and reach, etc. So you must match appropriate media with your target group. Certain product is driven by climate, so even that has to be considered into account. So can you think of a heater advertisement in Goa? None of the 12 months have a need for heater in Goa. So you can't have Goa as your advertisement location, so to say. Media planner must allocate advertising by geography. So that is very critical. I've been earlier also mentioning to you, because it's a geographic location ultimately matters there. So irrespective of target audience, which is remain same, young, yuppie, trendy, etc., which is across the world, across the India you identified, but the same person in Karnataka, the same person in Goa, same person in Delhi will have a different habits. So you need to, or media habits, so to say, you need to know that very well. Then comes the media objective setting, which is what is that media is supposed to achieve for you. You have various objectives that is in mind. Sometime it is a brand awareness, sometime it is a hard persuasion, sometime is it a force to buy. Whatever that you may have, you need to know those aspects very well. You may have a macro level marketing objective, but for each media, you may also have a macro level media objective. But then for each media, you may have to have a subset of objective very specific towards particular action. So that is what has been mentioned here, brand awareness or whether persuasion, etc. Determining that. So based on the above, you have to determine. So if the brand awareness is your need, then the exposure needs to be there. So you need to really expose your people well so that they recall your brand when needed. When penetration is required, when persuasion, when call to action is needed, force is needed, then the penetration is your objective. So these are the aspects that needs to come into mind. So that comes the subject matter, the technical term reach and frequency. So we will try to understand what is reach, what is frequency, etc. Essentially, reach frequency needs to be understood. Other terminologies are mediocre in terms of its importance. Reach is defined as the number of people, number of households that you reach at least once during your media campaign, at least once during your media campaign. So it is that when you do your release, how many individuals are you reaching, how many households are you reaching, etc. So that's the reach, depending on the objective. If newspaper, then it's a household that will be talk spoken about. If it's a television, then the number of people that you have reached, etc. So this is one exposure that this guy gets in when you release your advertisement. So one, it's like the if you have a need to reach more people, then that's what how you select your advertisement, so that there is a possibility of people watching your ad at least once in that period. Reach indicates the size of unduplicated. It's accumulated unduplicated audience. So the reason I'll just simply explain you. Today you release an ad. After 4 days you release again an ad. After say another 2 days you again release an ad. Then you make an ad come for 3 days repeatedly. Now during this phase, the possibility of individual seeing it once is there. So that is an unduplicated accumulation. So in my first burst, say I may get 20% attention. In my second burst, I may get additional 10% new people. In my third burst of those 3 days consecutive, I may get additional 8% suppose. So then that's what, and it's an unduplicated reaching once to the target audience or the reaching once to the household. That's what is media reach is about. So you first 20%, then say 10% as well, 30, and then 888. So that is 24. So I have reached about 54 is my reach when I did so many burst of my advertisement. So that's what is an unduplicated accumulated reach. Yeah. So unduplicated, and therefore it's an accumulated. So the next time when you release that second ad, there is a guy who's seen it earlier, but he will not be counted. So that's what, and these are the facts which is generally available by the media planner. They subscribe to those channels, the medium through which they get this. Reach is used to set the objective, and this objective is very critical. Where new products, you need to reach out to many people. So or festivity bursts, you need to reach out to many people first. Then you have to like focus on other aspects. So that's the time the reach is critical. Reach has three characteristics. One is the calculated as a percentage. Your reach also indicates the size of the audience. So you have one is a total set of people we earlier understood. Every time when you do your media plan, not possible. So you have your target number of audience. From that target number, how many people have you reached? That's the reach objective. That is, at least those people have seen your advertisement at least once. Reach measures the accumulation of an audience over time. So as I said, or accumulation of unduplicated audience over time. So it's a specific time. You have a campaign for 3 months. So during 3 months, your reach was how much? Where it means that so many people you have reached at least once. Reach doesn't double count. So it doesn't double count the exposure to the same person. So that is what is one need to keep into account. That's what reach is all about. These are characteristics. Now we understand what is frequency. Frequency is the number of times within a given time frame. So campaign is always a time bound. So within a given frame of time, how many times does this person see your advertisement? So what is the possibility of him seeing your advertisements again and again and again? So that's a frequency. It measures over time, and frequency can be attained through repetition. That's why you see that various ads are repeated over a period of time. Front page, full page advertisements on launch. Then you see the next 2, 3 days it will become the half page. Then you see it will become a quarter page, but the ad will keep coming. So essence is that through the reach objective, they achieved that reach objective, front page, large ads, etc. And having done that, then they keep coming to you, which is a frequency. Now, when you see them repeatedly, psychologically, you start connecting, you start realizing, "Arey, I have a need for this product." Then there is a call to action. So you get into the call to action. That's a power of frequency. Reach into frequency gives you the total ad exposure. So we are now trying to understand interrelation between the two. So reach multiplied by frequency gives you the total exposure. So with this, what you get account is a total exposure to your advertisement. That is also equally important. Depending on the task of the communication, whether it's a reach, frequency, or both over a period, one need to really plan his media objective, plan his media releases also accordingly. The concept of PLC, product life cycle, which I'm sure you are aware, introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. Under that also there is a understanding of a media planning needed. So during launch, or during brand awareness. If launch, brand awareness is critical. So in such case, the reach is important. So while you are launching, the reach becomes important. However, as the growth and the maturity comes in, there is a frequency that is important. Repeated reminder to the consumers to buy your product is critical. So brand persuasion is needed. So therefore, it's a frequency. Media planner needs to balance the PLC versus the need of a brand, etc. Together and then create a media plan. So it's a very complex decision-making process. So let's understand, continue to understand this media objective setting, etc. So qualitative issues also come into picture. Every time it's not the equation between reach and frequency. There are issues like innovation. There are issues like how should you be creative? What is that brand image that you hold? These are the aspects which are important. So we will study them briefly. Innovation really helps you. Innovation helps you to break the clutter. That is the noise you say. People will notice you. People will suddenly realize that there is something new that has come. So that's what is a very critical aspect. So not only the innovation in the product, but probably innovation in the media also. So like you see nowadays, papers are also willing gatefold, half gatefold, etc. Those kind of options they are giving you. So this is worthwhile being not only creative in terms of advertisement, creative in terms of media. That is very critical. Second is the brand image. What's your brand image? Whether your brand is Me Too, whether your brand is for the common people, whether your brand is for Richie Rich. So what is that premium or a moderate or a mass appeal that your brand has? And accordingly, you should select the media. If you are a premium brand, you should select the media which is considered by the category of people who fall under that premium category. Otherwise, you cannot be seen. They will not be referring to the media. So that's what you need to be very conscious about. So every media choice has a relevance with the brand image. Third is the competitive environment. Not only you, others are also talking. Other direct competitor, other substitute product competitors, etc. There are other product related people also. Everybody is talking in the same media. So at that time, what happens, you need to really be worried about the clutter, the noise there. Now from that noise, you have to find your space. You have to get the attention. So it may be a feeling that, beyond the cost of efficiency, one need to spend, which is not necessary every time. We have seen that innovation, creativity can help you to break the clutter. So these are some of the aspects which are the qualitative aspects which needs to be considered in your media planning. Now, having done that, having set your objective and basic understanding about the media planning, you come to a stage where a decision about the media strategies has to be taken. Media strategies is nothing but which target group and how do you reach that target group and what should be the media objective that you fulfill through that target group. Those decision areas come under the media strategies. Now, media strategies will get a lift, or media strategy gets reflected into what you call selection of your media with the specific sub objective. So you have an overall media objective that you must increase the brand penetration by X, but that brand penetration may be in the digital, it is more of an engagement, while in the print, it may be more of an awareness, etc. It may be print is more of a reach, while the digital may be more of a frequency, all put together. What you call also which media you use in what level, etc., puts together is known as a media mix. So strategy aspects comes down to what you call media mix. Media mix, of course, has a various elements of answers to be given. Media mix is a crafting that the media guy has to do. The crafting, when I say, he has a budget limitations definitely in front of him. No company, be it an HUL or be it Fortune 500 company, will allow an infinite budget to the media planner. So budget is always finite. Within that, he has to work around, achieve the overall macro level objective of the media and the marketing objective. From there, he has to set the specific media vehicle related objective. As I told you, that print may be more for the awareness, digital may be more for the engagement, interaction, persuasion, etc. So achieve that goal by crafting the reach. There may be target group related differentiation. If you have, say, both kind of a target group, teenage will be more onto the digital, while the mid-age and the higher age people will be more onto the print, etc. So you have to balance your release, etc., keeping the budget in mind. So what you construct comes out is as a media mix. So the media mix is a overall summarization of the media strategy. Media strategy, which is your balancing act between choice of a media, the media vehicle, the media objective that you achieve, how you target the specific, you know, target audience, etc. Collectively, what you develop is a media mix. So what does media mix? We are just trying to understand that. We have earlier understood few aspects. Now, what is critical is for you to know the media channel. That is, you have broadly media planning that has been understood. Now, you have to select whether print, broadcast, out of home, etc. or the mix thereof. We have understood what is media mix. So, media mix is a channel and the total cost. That is, so space or the time that you block onto that. So, there is a cost attached to it. So, it's the channel and the cost for each channel that is that you utilize over a period of time that gives you the media budget. A reverse way, like you have a limited budget and you have to work around to see that you set a proper media mix to achieve your first the media objective and then the larger marketing objective. So, overall, overall what you need to understand is that the advertising objective plays a wider role. You have to understand about your target audience. You have a budget on hand. From there, what you derive is a media mix. And media mix, when linked with the channel and the cost thereof, gives you the total utilization of the budget. Okay, it's like HUL might tell this guy, "Okay, for this campaign of a new, you know, my surf, I can give you 50 lakh rupees." So that's the budget. Now, within that, he works around to give HUL a value for money by telling him which vehicle, which channel, which program, and the time slots, etc., and the cost thereof. And that's a total use of 50 lakh rupees. What does media mix mean? We are just understanding that continuously. It needs to help you to reach the right message. So, first is the right message, reaching large number of people, large number of households, large number of people in the fastest and the most efficient way. So, quick and most efficient means less of a wastage. So, as we have earlier understood, the demographic definitely plays a role in your media planning. So, one cannot really forget the demographic aspects while you are on a media planning. You may have a one definition of your target profile, but demographic is critical. The combining, you know, media, that is the channel, the market, what looks at, you know, is like, what is that you are trying to achieve, the coverage, whether you are achieving penetration, whether you are wanting an immediate sale, those kind of aspects. So that will determine your reach and frequency, and with that reach and frequency, overall your communication and marketing goals will get achieved. So that's perspective when it you get from your media plan, you can say that your media mix is appropriate. Coming to the second aspects, which is critical overall under the developing and implementing media strategies, is to know the media concentration versus media dispersion. So there are two decisions that needs to be taken. Concentration is all about using fewer media and achieving your media objective and the marketing objective. So here you will have a less of a media use, the less of a channel use, etc. But spending per media, spending per channel will be higher. It allows you to really create a concentration, and once you have a more budget, you can not only increase the reach, you can increase the frequency. Frequency will give you an effective reach. So reach into frequency will get you the total exposure. So that total exposure is critical. So that can be achieved through concentration strategy. Concentration helps you to break the clutter also. You are able to create more frequency, more this thing, so you will get noticed. So concentration enables you to break the noise clutter, as you say. Media concentration allows you to create very high share of voice. Also, the share of voice in particular, this thing, media and the market, etc., will be high because you will spend more amount in that media. So, that will create a high share of voice in that particular media. And many times, if you know the right buying habits of your consumers, you get a better return. So, concentrated media plan will, of course, maximize its exposure, will give you a total exposure much better. Takes care of the creative and, you know, other impacts and other qualitative aspects also are taken care of. We have understood those qualitative aspects. So, the concentration has also a direct relation, as we have earlier understood just now, that share of voice and the market share. So, market share essentially plays a role. You will not disproportionately spell. Concentration allows you to balance between share of voice and the market share that you have. So that's about media concentration. Next comes the dispersion. Here what happens, you try to use as many media vehicle, as many channel to reach out wider. That's what you do by using a concentration this thing. As a result, what happens, your spend per category, spend per media, etc. will be lesser. Now when that happens, what happens is like you are able to not utilize the best of all media. maybe your cost of reach may be lower, but cost of getting and acquiring a customer may be higher. Reach is something else. Acquiring a customer is other aspects. Yes, but it may be useful if you are creating an exposure. So if you are focused on not reach, but you want to get a better exposure now. So assumption wise, the print and TV you use for say maximum reach. Now you know that people have been reached. Now you have to create a frequency. You may disperse yourself on Facebook, maybe ho, Insta, maybe ho, social media, all then you know use your other web, world wide web, other digital app, etc. So you do that where exposure and kind of thing is required. So reinforcement probably at that time, the dispersion may be a better this thing because customer will see you at multiple places, touch point that he uses it. So we come to the next subject of what you call a scheduling. So scheduling means you have to release your media, right? Created media. Now, how do you schedule it? There is also a pattern there. There is also a science there. So that needs to be understood. Scheduling allows you to reach out to your customers as decided in your period, which could be every day or a time or a you know number of times, etc. in a given period. So your media mix when decided, there's the next decision is to schedule your release. And so schedule your release is what nature of scheduling pattern you will have. Scheduling also has various aspects like seasonality and all. As we move forward, we'll try and see. The key objective of scheduling is to time it right. Time your release in such a way that they reach the maximum number of people. They reach maximum number of people in the right time, at the right time, efficiently, effectively. So that's your scheduling should. Scheduling actually creates your reach or a frequency impact. So that's what one need to determine. But yes, there is a demographic, there is a geographic, and there is a other scheduling aspects that needs to be kept in mind. Thank you.